This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Live from Salem, joining us, State Senator David Brock Smith, just off the floor of the Senate. A busy day there, a lot going on. David, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you, Kyle. I apologize. We were debating the provider tax bill, which I voted no on because there's still needs to be some fixes, but it took a lot of discussion. We tax our hospitals and send it to the feds, and the feds reimburse 3-1. So it's what really helps with Medicaid, Medicare reimbursement rates, and so forth.
Well, obviously a lot going on there right now. What would you say the top issues are in Salem currently?
Well, right now we have a number of bills that are threats this week. House Bill 3075, which I think Representative Osborne spoke about. But for me right now, it's coordinating with the fantastic work that our county commissioners are doing in Douglas and Coos and Curry counties. We've had devastating floods over the weekend with the exceptional rain that we had. I know so many of our residents have been impacted, drained in Roseburg, down in Gold Beach, in Brookings. And we've had landslides and floods, of course, debris across the roads. Last night I had to go through about a foot and a half of water, at 4 Mile just south of Bandon, and then had to take 126 to get back to the Capitol. But, I just want to assure everyone, Sheriff Hanlon, Under Sheriff Odell, and commissioners, Freeman and Kress and Boyce are doing everything they can. Spoken with the governor. I know Commissioner Freeman has spoken with the governor on making sure that they can prioritize and help the people that are really impacted by the devastating floods that occurred.
Well, it certainly was a stressful weekend watching everything evolve, and we're not done with it yet. You always have what I call sort of the lagging impacts of the storm, the infrastructure that got loosened up a bit but didn't fail, but later in the week as we get more rain, probably will. So we're going to have more of this here this week.
We are, and I just can't thank everyone enough for all of their efforts and their continued efforts. This will be a serious event for the not just this week, but for the coming months for sure.
As you look at legislation that's going on in Salem, things that are making the table or maybe approaching it, anything related in particular to Douglas County that's being considered?
Well, we have the Rock Creek Hatchery bill, Senate Bill 512. This is deadline week for we call the first chamber deadline. Joint committees, finance and revenue, and rules do not adhere to the deadline, but all the other committees by Friday at 5 p.m., all bills that are going to move out of the chamber, either the Senate or the House, must be posted for a public hearing and or work session by Friday at 5 p.m. So we'll have a better lay of the land and next Monday's talk with you. There are critical bills like Senate Bill 512 that funds the Rock Creek Hatchery that is important. I have another Senate Bill 222 that funds the invasive smallmouth bass that go after our smolts and salmonids within the Umpqua and Coos and Coquille Rivers, as well as elsewhere. We have the Salmon Credit Bill 511 that I've been working with DSL to get done, which is really a game changer when it comes to creating off-channel habitat and partnering with our farmers and ranchers to do that. So they're not only raising cattle or hay, but they're also raising salmon. There's a number of bills in play, Kyle, and most important to me, of course, is making sure that we have Rock Creek taken care of. We continue those operations in the partnership with the Cal Creek Indian Tribe. And that is what 512 does. But also making sure, and as the time goes on, but making sure that we retain the $35 million we were able to get for the third veterans home to be built in Roseburg. And with interest is what I'm going after, because, of course, that's sitting in what we call a SPA and collecting interest. And we need to make sure that that interest is carried over and as it compounds with the resources. We're waiting for the federal government to allocate their 65% that is necessary to build that home.
Now, as you look at the Republican priorities from leadership, which you're part of that in the Senate, what is the GOP Senate and House members, what are you really pushing the most to see happen during the session?
Well, we're pushing for, you know, reforms across the board. We're pushing for agency reforms and cutting through the bureaucratic red tape that doesn't allow us to build housing. We're pushing for the opportunity to expand housing opportunities, especially in our rural communities. We're pushing for reforming education in our state. We keep on fighting for last place, and we should be up in front of the top. We're pushing for, of course, management at the federal level, as we've talked about here on the show, with our natural resources, so that we can mitigate the catastrophic wildfires that burn across the landscape. And we're pushing for common sense leadership in stopping a lot of these bad bills from coming into effect. You have bills that are going after farmers and ranchers. You got Senate Bill 77 and 78. Senate Bill 77 and Senator Golden's committee, it says bill that attacks family businesses on farm and forest land, taking away local control with the conditional use process and so forth, and mandating state overreach is absolutely ridiculous. And Senate Bill 78 wouldn't allow you to build anything greater than 10% of an existing structure, or a house on your property designated that over 2,500 square feet. It's absolutely an attack on rural Oregon, and it needs to stop. The environmental for-profit nonprofits just keep on going after rural Oregonians and their ability to manage their resources and lands and be able to live there with their families. I mean, frankly, they paved over the best farmland in the state in the Willamette and Columbia River valleys, and now they want to save everything else, and it's ridiculous. And trying to use Portland's centric Democrat leadership and elected officials to do it for them. And so it's a huge pushback that we are trying to do with the environmental for-profit nonprofits. You got Senate Bill 916 that we have our first minority report on, which is nothing more than just a union payoff that literally would allow public sector unions, such as our teachers or our, you know, and others to be able to collect unemployment while they strike. And they don't pay the unemployment system. They only reimburse the unemployment system whenever they are able to collect unemployment. The system was built by private industry dollars, and they want to go after it. And it could devastate our school budgets and other public union budgets in the state and in our communities. So it's always a defensive posture that the minority, us Senate Republicans and House Republicans, take. I'm just grateful for Representative Osborne and leadership over in the House and staying on top of these issues, and of course our Representative Boyce for all of his work as well. We have a good team, and we continue to push back, and while also trying to get our bills forward that benefit our residents.
Now, you're a Senate Republican deputy leader. What's involved in that, and how much extra work is that putting on your plate?
Well, it's quite a bit of work. There's 12 of us in our caucus. It is working with Senate Democrat leadership in pushing back against the things that I just mentioned. It's checking in with our Senate Republicans. It's going over and checking in with the Senate, or excuse me, the House Republican leadership, coordinating. We have our wildfire, for example, and led the effort with Senator Robinson. We have our wildfire map fix. I'm looking forward to putting that out this week, repealing those wildfire maps and all of the devastating consequences of them. I'm excited about the work that Senator Robinson and Leader Drazen and others, Representative Osborne and others, and I have done on that, and excited to roll that out, get it a public hearing within these deadlines that are coming up, and change that for our rural Oregonians that are impacting that. But so there's lots at play whenever you're in leadership, because you're helping coordinate legislation for other members with leadership of the majority party, making sure that their voices are heard and their bills move forward as well as the best of their ability.
Less than a minute ahead, what do you figure the big hot items are going to be on the agenda around the building this week?
Well, it's guns. House Bill 3075 is a major threat with regards to measure 114 and modifies measure 114. Of course, we know that the appeals court upheld measure 114, unfortunately. But there's also House Bill 3076 that comes from Representative Kropp as well, who's the chair of House Judiciary, that has yet to see an amendment, but it's scheduled for a public hearing this Thursday. Don't know what it's going to be in yet, but it goes after our gun dealers, is the relating to clause there. So I'm making sure everybody keeps a watchful eye on that. There's a Senate Bill 842, which has the 400% increases to our medical providers and hospitals, to Oregon Health Authority, which is absolutely ridiculous. So there's lots going on, Kyle. But again, everyone stay safe down there. And again, thank you to the commissioners and Sheriff Hanlon and everyone for their great work in trying to help our residents that have been impacted by these floods.
Live from Salem, State Senator David Brock-Smith, thanks for being on today.
Thank you.
1259 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.